Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals.
Talk Live, we're kicking off hour number three of this, the live Saturday night edition. Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. We got all kinds of features on our website. They're all free. You can join the our site. It doesn't cost you anything. When I say join, I mean you can join us on our website. The Shrine of Female Listeners is there for you to look at. It's ladies of all shapes, sizes, ages, and colors who have sent us their photograph. Sure, and the validated picture means that in the photo, they're proving that they listen to Free Talk Live. You see what I mean by visiting the Shrine of Female Listeners at freetalklive.com.
Now, how many women would you say are there?
Dozens.
Dozens.
Dozens and dozens.
Like 50?
I'd say we're close, if not 50.
Yeah,
I haven't counted in quite a while. But yes, Shrine of Female Listeners, freetalklive.com. So you get to call in and talk about whatever you want, political issue, personal problem. Coming up, I don't know how much of this we're going to get to. It all depends on who calls in, but we'll talk about how government makes everything worse. And we're going to kind of, I guess, intersperse some corrupt cop stories throughout the hour tonight because there are so many of them. Every week I get sent corrupt cop stories from the good people over at StopTheDrugWar.org just to point out how the war on drugs has totally... more than a pound of cocaine at gunpoint.
Oof.
Nashville Tennessean reported, according to the indictment, Williams did unlawfully draw his Metro Nashville Police Department service weapon and handcuff an individual involved in cocaine trafficking in furtherance of a plan to rob over 500 grams of cocaine from said individual. Now, this particular cop, Mr. Williams, was a well-respected narcotics officer who got a letter of condemnation from then FBI...
Condemnation would be the
opposite. Thank you, yes. Commendation from then FBI Director Thomas Picard in 2001 for his role in busting members of the Mexican Arellano Felix drug trafficking organization. Now the shoe is on the other foot. We'll share some more corrupt cop stories with you as we go on here. But this I just stumbled across from our friends over at Hammer of Truth during the news break. And it's really, really sick. Reported on the front page of Wednesday's Wall Street Journal that despite doctor pleas and two fatalities, Northfield Laboratories Incorporated has been given the okay by the FDA, the Food and Drug Administration, to continue clinical trials of a blood substitute called Polyheme. What's worse is the manner in which the FDA is allowing it. I mean, clinical trials, that's fine. You should be able to try your new medications,
sure,
or new technologies. Quote, from the Wall Street Journal, the FDA is allowing Northfield to test its blood substitute without the consent of the trauma patients, who are often unconscious at the time that the tests are being run.
Well, it would be hard to give your consent if you're unconscious, but I don't think you should be given some experimental drug while you're unconscious, just simply because you're unconscious and can't give your consent. Like, just assuming that it's a yes, that doesn't seem very fair.
This violates at least three of the 10 reported on the front page of Wednesday's Wall Street Journal that despite doctor pleas and two fatalities, Northfield Laboratories Incorporated has been given the okay by the FDA, the Food and Drug Administration, to continue clinical trials of a blood substitute called Polyheme. What's worse is the manner in which the FDA is allowing it. I mean, clinical trials, that's fine. You should be able to try your new medications,
sure,
or new technologies. Quote, from the Wall Street Journal, the FDA is allowing Northfield to test its blood substitute without the consent of the trauma patients, who are often unconscious at the time that the tests are being run.
Well, it would be hard to give your consent if you're unconscious, but I don't think you should be given some experimental drug while you're unconscious, just simply because you're unconscious and can't give your consent. Like, just assuming that it's a yes, that doesn't seem very fair.
This violates at least three of the 10 principles of the Nuremberg Code's permissible medical experiments. Principle number one of those 10 principles is the voluntary consent of the human subject is absolutely essential. If you're going to run tests on somebody, you need to let them know in advance. You need to ask their permission. They violated that one. Number five, no experiment should be conducted where there is a priori reason to believe that the death or disabling injury will occur, except perhaps in those experiments where the experimental physicians also serve as subjects. And finally, number nine, during the course of the experiment, the human subject should be at liberty to bring the experiment to an end if he has reached the physical or mental state where continuation of the experiment seems to him to be impossible. The number one principle is self-explanatory, and is the basis at which the studies are not in compliance with number nine. How can someone be at liberty to end an experiment if he's not even made aware that the experiment is going on?
Excellent question.
In addition to two fatalities several years ago, eight of 81 patients who received the fake blood suffered a heart attack within 7 days. Northfield, to this day, has never publicly disclosed these results and fails to mention them in newly printed materials.
Now, I'd like to, you know, here on Free Talk Live, we advocate the just completely doing away with the FCC. It's an
FDA.
FDA, I'm sorry, did I say FCC? Excuse me.
We advocate getting rid of both of them.
Any of these alphabet soup unconstitutional agencies, but in this case, the FDA. Now, somebody who would say, for instance,
but they protect us.
We can't get rid of the FDA because they protect us. What, they'd be doing experiments on us without our consent without the FDA. Well, surprise, they're doing it anyway. Now, the world isn't perfect, and the world won't be perfect without the FDA. But it's far from perfect with the FDA. And, in the process, we can't get drugs that they can get in other countries. Somehow, other countries manage to make it without some licensing body that says which drugs they can take and which ones they can't.
Well, they have their own. I mean, I'm sure they have their own.
They don't have one in Mexico.
Some countries do, some countries don't.
That's correct.
And they have different priorities. They have different lengths of time. For instance, here in America, it takes, I believe, a minimum of 10 years before a drug can actually hit the market. You have to go through...
I think you can fast-track it, but it costs millions and millions of dollars. Which
probably
means
billions
only,
of dollars.
Only the largest drug companies can have their stuff fast-tracked.
Right, so if you, Manwich, you and your buddies, your five scientist friends, manage to find a cure for AIDS, for instance, by experimenting in your back room, which is unusual.
I wouldn't do it because I believe it's God's judgment on them.
Huh?
No. Go ahead. Use cancer.
I see what you're saying.
It's not as
cancer.
Inflammatory.
Okay. So you manage to find a cure for cancer. You actually will never get to bring that to market unless you can manage to pimp it out to some big drug company
right.
And sell off your idea to them because you can't market anything. You can't try anything. You can't do clinical trials without the FDA's approval. And to get the FDA's approval, you're looking at billions of dollars, not just millions of
right.
dollars, billions of dollars in cost, years and years of testing, paperwork beyond
that
your
makes
wildest
safer,
imagination.
Right? No, it what it does is it puts a lot of money in the FDA's pocket.
Not only does it put money in the FDA's pocket, but it also puts people to death. It's a death sentence for certain people. For instance, I don't have the actual drug name in front of me, but there was a heart attack medication that was being looked at a few years back, and I think it might have finally been approved by the FDA after 10 years of trials and 10 years of bureaucratic red tape. Well, who died in those 10 years from a heart attack?
Sure.
Who died?
Somebody who would have taken them if it was available.
Somebody who, you know, would have been willing to take the risk. You see, when you're sick, when you have some sort of terminal illness or you have some sort of problem that, you know, hurts you on a daily basis, you might be willing to try almost anything. It won't matter to you how experimental the medication is. If you've tried everything else that's on the market and it's all failed, of course you're going to try the experimental medication. You'll sign whatever waivers are necessary to get that drug in your body. But if the FDA says, it's only been 9 years. We need another year of testing and another $5 billion before we can let this out onto the market, that means you're probably going to die, or your chances are going to be much higher of dying. So hundreds of thousands of people died as a result of the FDA delaying this medication's accessibility in the marketplace.
Thanks for the safety you've given us, FDA.
800-259-9231. Did we mention the drug prices? People are trying to import drugs from Canada because they're cheaper there. Well, the reason why they're so expensive here, one of the reasons why, is because of the FDA. More coming back. It's Free Talk Live.
People who use Cartavite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartavite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Matson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartavite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartavite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, 2 months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at www.heartdrop.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold for your IRA? That's right. Gold has been available to be placed in IRAs since 1986. Yet still, the financial industry refuses to recognize the value of real hard assets for your retirement. The truth be told, gold and silver has outperformed paper investments like stocks, bonds, and CDs, yet no word about IRAs. Perhaps the financial institutions want to maintain control of your assets by keeping you in paper. If you'd like to take a look at gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low return on your paper investments. Call 800-686-2237. Make sure that you secure your future. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Did you know the U.S. dollar was once a silver certificate? Not anymore. The Fed can print as many dollars as they wish, which makes the dollars that you have worth less and less. The solution? The Liberty Dollar. The Liberty Dollar is a private, legal currency that is 100% backed by gold and silver. Every time you spend a Liberty Dollar, you're helping return America to value, $1 at a time. To learn more, visit dollar.freetalklive.com or call 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR. That's 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR or visit dollar.freetalklive.com.
There are many paths you can take in the pursuit of liberty. The fastest avenue to real political change is being paved by the Republican Liberty Caucus. Join Representatives Ron Paul, Jeff Flake, and dozens of state legislators in advancing the ideals of individual rights, limited government, and private enterprise within the GOP. The Republican Liberty Caucus, online at rlc.org. That's rlc.org. Your path to liberty.
Cool weather brings cool cars. I don't think so. A cooling system can run too hot or too cold if not prepared for winter. Here's your to-do. Ask your local shop to perform the BG coolant flush. A simple test strip tells if your coolant's protecting the engine from temperature extremes or breaking down and corroding. The BG chemistry cleans the system, then adds new coolant with conditioners. Ask your shop for a BG coolant flush or go to bgfindashop.com. That's bgfindashop.com.
Want to know the secret to finding a shop that can keep your car running like new? Find the cleanest shop in town, where cleaning is top priority. Not talking about clean floors, but better shops have those too. I mean shops that have the best training, equipment, and chemistry to clean every air, fuel, and fluid system in your vehicle. Keep it clean, and you don't have to keep replacing parts. Find your clean shop at bgfindashop.com. That's bgfindashop.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Hello, friends. Alex Jones here with an important question. When was the last time you used pure soap? I mean, real hard to find all-natural pure soap that contains no dyes, perfumes, deodorants, detergents, or other dangerous toxins. The Calbin Pure Soap Company, for the past 57 years, has been making triple-concentrated pure soaps exclusively for healthcare professionals and hospitals. Now, for the first time, Calbin Pure Soap is available factory-direct to you and your family. That's great news because Calbin Pure Soap is made from all-natural ingredients. Is earth-friendly and completely environmentally safe. So if you want yesterday's values today for good old-fashioned pure soap, call 1-800-340-7091. Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Calbin soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091 or on the web at calbinpuresoap.com. Try Pure Soap once and I'll guarantee you'll never use anything else. Hello, folks. Alex Jones here. You know Berkey water filters have been removing pathogenic bacteria for years. But what about those unhealthy chemicals and heavy metals in your water? The powerful black Berkey purification elements fit most gravity filters and dramatically increase their power to extract waterborne contaminants. Best of all, they filter much faster than ordinary gravity elements. This means it takes much less time to filter your water. Black Berkey elements not only remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites, but also remove trihalomethanes and volatile organic elements such as benzene, chloride, and chloroform, MTBE, radon 222, foul taste and obnoxious odors like sulfur, even nitrates, and unwanted heavy metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum are extracted. Supercharge your gravity filter today and order a two-pack of Black Berkey purification elements for only $96 or a four-pack for only $175 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
What causes foods to spoil? All produce produces a natural gas which causes ripening. In addition, foods like onions and garlic emit odors, causing foods to lose their freshness and flavor. Now there's Forever Fresh for the fridge, a revolutionary new product proven to eliminate refrigerator odors and guaranteed to keep produce fresh at least twice as long as normal. Nancy McKimson of Jacksonville, Florida says,
since I started using Forever Fresh, everything stays fresh much longer, like strawberries, which now last a couple of weeks instead of just a few days.
Jane Burke of New Jersey says,
you know, we eat a lot of salads. I used to throw out the leftovers because they'd turn brown and they'd shrivel up. I'm really amazed. Since I started using Forever Fresh, all my produce stays fresher longer, including the leftovers. Now I just couldn't get along without Forever Fresh.
To order your Forever Fresh for the fridge, visit the web at foreverfresh.us or call toll-free 1-866-NO-ODORS. That's 1-866-NO-ODORS.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and get interactive at freetalklive.com.
Gee, honey, those new sandals look great on you.
And look, they show off my new toenails, too.
New toenails? Well, what happened to the old ones?
Well, they're not really new, just clear and healthy looking. Remember how embarrassed I was? They were so discolored, really awful looking.
Well, they sure look clear now. Gosh, I wish I could wear sandals again. My toenails are a disaster. Look, this one looks white, and that one's thick and yellow.
Well, here's my secret. Non-X Nail Gel. It clears out yellowing keratin debris, the source of nail discoloration.
Ah, so that's it. I've got ugly keratin debris buildup under my nails.
And Nonex Nail Gel gets rid of it. Now, you'll need to use it every day, but clear nails are worth it.
You bet. You know, when we go to the beach this summer, my toenails are going to look just as good as yours do.
Thanks to Nonex Nail Gel.
Nonex Nail Gel. For clear, healthy-looking nails. Now at Walgreens, Rite Aid, Eckerd, Brooks, Longs, Duane Reade, and Walmart. In the foot care section.
A congressman recently revealed that legislation totaling 2,900 pages and involving more than $1 trillion was available to members of Congress for less than 48 hours to study and consider. That's over 60 pages of legislation per hour. Do you think anyone read the entire bill? I'm Jim Babka with DownsizeDC.org. Consider a proposal buried in a 3,200-page, $388 billion bill, which would have empowered committee chairmen or their agents to examine Americans' tax returns. When this horrible provision came to light, no one claimed to know how it got into the bill. One congressman questioned said, I didn't write it, I didn't approve it, I wasn't even consulted. If your attorney represented you this way, he might be disbarred. But this is how Congress represents you every day. That's why DownsizeDC.org has created the Read the Bills Act. You can force Congress to read their bills before they pass them at DownsizeDC.org.
Yeah.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using the Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free 866-885-6625. 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Would you like to get involved with pro-liberty causes but just can't find the time? Let us spread the word about freedom for you. Consider becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier now for just $3 a month, and you'll help Free Talk Live get on more radio stations and more MP3 players. That means more new people coming across the message of freedom every day. Once we reach our goal, we'll cut 4 minutes of commercials per hour out of our show. For all the details, visit amp.freetalklive.com. That's amp.freetalklive.com.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life how you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be a part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. Call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Improve your home's comfort and beauty. Custom replacement windows from Sears are low maintenance and may also help reduce your energy costs. Call 1-800-393-8378 for a free...
Sures are good ones.
That's another great point. The distributors of the medications are, in my opinion, as liable for a overdose or as liable for an impure medication or something like that as the manufacturer of the medication. Because it's on their shelves, they're giving their tacit approval to that product. And so that's why there are actually a number of procedures that companies that want to distribute their products through these distributors have to go through. You don't just get your product on Walmart's shelf by going over and handing it to them. Walmart wants to see that this product is legitimate. You know, CVS wants to see that there's something backing this company. The company's been around for a while. More Free Talk Live coming up.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Listen up, folks. Did you know you've been cheated? You owe no debt on your bank-issued credit cards.
You heard that right.
You owe no debt on your bank-issued credit cards. You don't have to pay them off. The banks are defrauding you. Now's the time to fight back. You can completely wipe out your credit card debt fast. The procedure is easy and everything is done legally and within the law. We have a better than 90% success rate. Check out 1-2-3nodebt.com. The process is simple and is non-judicial. It's an easy letter-writing process that can be done by anyone with a personal computer. With our package, you also get the Credit Secrets Bible, loaded with valuable information about credit restoration, credit repair, and much, much more. Don't let the banksters cheat you. Fight back, America. Stop the fraud. Stop the ripoff. Learn the truth. 1-2-3NoDebt.com. Come over and get our rock-solid technology that wipes out debt without bankruptcy. 1-2-3NoDebt.com. Live debt-free now. You lose nothing but the debt.
For months now, you've been hearing about the incredible health benefits of Zango, the functional health beverage made from the whole fruit of mangosteen. What you probably didn't know is that Zango joined forces with the leading manufacturer and distributor of functional health beverages like Capri Sun, Sobe, Mystic, and Red Bull to create the fastest growing business opportunity in America today. Are you sick of barely having enough money? Are you tired of working so hard yet feeling like you'll never get ahead? Are you ready to start investing in your own business instead of somebody else? Whatever it is you seek, Zango could be the special company that helps you achieve your hopes and dreams. So take matters into your own hands. Create a future that doesn't depend on a fickle 401k and lateral promotions. Zango is what you are looking for. Find out more by calling 888-203-6633 or visit mangosteenmarkets.com. That's M-A-N-G-O-S-T-E-E-N markets.com. Call 888-203-6633 today.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. That's toll-free 1-800-259-9231. You can join us online, freetalklive.com. We have our wiki. It's our newest feature on our website, wiki.freetalklive.com. Everything on the wiki has been completely created by the listeners. We really have been totally hands-off. And it's,
yeah,
it's amazing what has come about as a result of the wiki. It's only been online for 3 weeks now, almost 4 weeks now. And it's free, just like everything else is, at freetalklive.com. W-I-K-I, wiki.freetalklive.com. All right, so I would like to hear from somebody tonight who is for the FDA, who believes that the FDA is the most efficient way to approve medication.
Or even close.
Yeah. I want to hear from an FDA fanatic tonight.
I don't think they exist.
I don't.
Unless they work for the FDA.
Unless you work for the FDA, right. You might exist. If you're out there, we want to give you some airtime. 800-259-9231. Of course, you can bring up anything you want as well. I'm going to talk about how government makes everything worse. Also, share a couple more corrupt cop stories with you here. Dyersburg, Tennessee. Prison guard at the Northeast Correctional Center in Tiptonville was arrested February 16th and charged with possession of crack cocaine with intent to sell. Corrections Officer Santresa Cole was charged along with three others in an investigation involving 20 undercover officers in what local police called the largest drug bust in city history. Agents made a buy of 18 ounces of crack valued at $14,000. They seized drugs, a pistol, several cars, and $1,000 in cash. And believe it or not, she was actually fired from her job. It's unusual for government bureaucrats to be fired, but in that case, she was. In San Antonio, a 10-year veteran of the SAPD was arrested February 17th on marijuana possession charges after raiding the home that he shared with his girlfriend, after the cops raided the home that he shared with his girlfriend. His girlfriend apparently was pulled over at a traffic stop. Police found drugs. She then consented to a search of their home, and in the home, they found marijuana, methamphetamine, cocaine, prescription drugs, and much of it was packaged for resale in small baggies. 10-year veteran of the squad.
And she thought it was a good idea to let them search her home?
She was probably high on meth at the time. I have no idea, man. Anyway, so there's a couple more corrupt cop stories for you. Let's go to LouRockwell.com. Brad Edmonds. For every action, there's an equal and opposite reaction. For every government action, however, there is necessarily an opposite and unintended reaction. Though sometimes it can be much more than equal. The war on terrorism, for instance. It's obvious to all but the most blindly neoconservative Bush fans that terrorists reliably direct their efforts at occupying governments, that terrorists never seem to aim their weapons at governments that don't violently interpose themselves in the Middle East. We made that point earlier tonight with Susan when she called in. You asked her about Benjamin Franklin's famous quote about those who will sacrifice their liberty for temporary security deserve neither and will get and deserve neither. And she sloughed it off. She says, well, welcome to Al-Qaeda, is what she said to that. And in regards to that particular response, the terrorists aren't bothering Switzerland. Have there been any explosions in Switzerland?
No.
No. Has there been any, you know, mass murderings, any sort of terrorist activity there? Not that I know of. Now, why do you think that is? Maybe it's because Switzerland doesn't get involved in other people's business. In fact, they've had a policy of neutrality for longer than we've been alive together, man. Which Switzerland has been a neutral country for a long time. Back in World War II, Hitler's people referred to Switzerland as the little porcupine.
Of course, they made big loans to Nazi Germany in World War II. That, you know, made lots of money off of World War II.
Well, being neutral just means neutral on a troops basis, on a war basis. I don't think it means you can't get involved on the money basis. But they wanted to go through, and they wanted to go get people that were in Switzerland. They wanted to go into that country, but his advisors said, "Whoa, you don't want to do that because Switzerland has a populace that's armed." And they know how to use their arms. But yet they will not go outside of their borders and use their arms on others. That's the difference between them and us in the United States today. And it was supposed to be that way in this country. That's how we were founded. George Washington, the founding fathers, you know, to paraphrase some of their quotes, products should cross borders, not armies. We should have no entangling alliances. We should trade instead. We did not heed our founding fathers' words, and we become a police state for the entire world. And now we're reaping the consequences of it. So he goes on, and even terrorists stop terrorizing when the intervention stops. As one example, there hasn't been a suicide bombing in Beirut, the motherland of suicide bombings, since the foreign occupiers left. And it's obvious by now to all but the Bush administration itself and a few diehard Bush worshippers that our war on terror has only created more terrorists and more dedicated ones. In fact, you can look at the hard numbers if you want to. The amount of terrorism, the instances of terrorism worldwide has skyrocketed since we invaded Iraq. It's going up. Force begets force and violence begets violence. Why don't people understand this?
You know, if you were going to create a terrorist in your little lab at home, I would think that one of the best ways to create a terrorist is to blow up his dad. Well, I don't think that there's any U.S. troops raping anyone in Iraq.
You don't think, but you don't know.
There's lots of males getting locked up, and there's lots of males dying, and there's certainly people dying. You know, there's certainly women have died in the war, and I'd kill most of his family. You know, and then talk about liberty and freedom.
Yeah, how do you feel now, buddy? We freed you. Your dad's dead. Yeah. So there's one example of how the government attempts to do one thing, save the world from terrorism, but in fact, it creates the opposite of its intentions. Here's another example, the war on pollution. The EPA was created by Richard Nixon to help his heavy industry cronies preserve their personal wealth and the market share of their firms. If private property owners were allowed to sue directly those faraway polluters who soil their private property, there would be far less pollution. Far less pollution, while affected property owners would be compensated contractually by the polluters. As things stand, due to EPA involvement in the pollution business, coal-fired power plants are allowed to emit far too many pollutants. And, as the EPA guidelines serve to protect polluters from lawsuits, as new pollution control technologies are slow to be assimilated, if they're assimilated at all, the use of government zoning and other restrictions at the local level, thanks to the urging of green alarmists with the help of their lapdog media, have resulted in our retaining coal-fired, high-polluting energy plants, and consistent rejection of near-zero-emissions nuclear plants. There's definitely far more pollution in the air and water than we would have in the absence of the EPA. I mean, think about all of the environmental activists out there. And I like the environment. I want clear water to drink. I want clean air to breathe. I want to have a nice environment. I want trees. I like trees, too. I like the environment. I want to live in a nice environment. But I don't trust the government to take care of the environment for me.
Mm.
And I certainly wouldn't trust an agency that Richard Nixon created. All of the environmentalists worship at the altar of the EPA.
This is just another government bureaucracy, man. It's just another set of government bureaucrats creating rules that protect the industry heavyweights. Believe it or not, the more regulations you call for, the happier the old school industry people are, because they have the lawyers, they have the money to comply with the new regulations, and the little guys, they get flushed out. The little guys in business, they can't comply. New regulations require them to build new stuff. They can't do it. So they go out of business. And as a result, the old school entrenched people, they go on for longer and longer and get away with more and more. It's amazing stuff. More about how government ruins everything it touches coming up. This is your show. It is Free Talk Live. You take control of the airwaves. 800-259-9231.
Gee, honey, those new sandals look great on you.
And look, they show off my new toenails, too.
New toenails? Well, what happened to the old ones?
Well, they're not really new, just clear and healthy looking. Remember how embarrassed I was? They were so discolored, really awful looking.
Well, they sure look clear now. Gosh, I wish I could wear sandals again. My toenails are a disaster. Look, this one looks white, and that one's thick and yellow.
Well, here's my secret. Non-X Nail Gel. It clears out yellowing keratin debris, the source of nail discoloration.
Ah, so that's it. I've got ugly keratin debris buildup under my nails.
And Non-X Nail Gel gets rid of it. Now, you'll need to use it every day, but clear nails are worth it.
You bet. You know, when we go to the beach this summer, my toenails are going to look just as good as yours do.
Thanks to Non-X Nail Gel.
Non-X Nail Gel. For clear, healthy-looking nails. Now at Walgreens, Rite Aid, Eckerd, Brooks, Long's, Duane Reade, and Walmart. In the foot care section.
What's the worst thing about listening to the radio? The commercial breaks are too long. Now for just $3 a month, you can help Free Talk Live reduce the amount of time we spend playing commercials and get some really cool bonuses. Your contribution will help us get the show on more radio stations and MP3 players. For pennies a day, you'll help spread the message of liberty around the world. For more information, visit amp.freetalklive.com. Consider becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier today for just $3 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life how you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be a part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604. Or visit freestateproject.org.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using the Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll free 866-885-6625. 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
The show is Free Talk Live, and you can take control of the airwaves toll-free 800-259-9231. Toll-free 1-800-259-9231 is Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
And you can join us online, freetalklive.com. You want to keep up to date with what's going on with the show? Well, sign up for our updates. Go to updates.freetalklive.com. Get signed up for free, updates.freetalklive.com. Talking about how the government just makes everything worse. It's like the reverse Midas touch. Instead of everything it touches turning to gold, everything the government touches turns to dust and terribleness.
Crap.
Yeah. And it always has unintended consequences. At best, it will just simply fail at what it attempts to do. But typically, it goes far beyond failure.
I don't think it necessarily... No, I'd say at best, it'll lounge in mediocrity, wallow in mediocrity. I mean,
it will never achieve its goals, and therefore... Every government
the post office delivers the mail. They don't deliver it very well. They don't deliver it as fast as FedEx would deliver it, and they don't deliver it as cheaply as UPS would deliver it, but they deliver the mail. Now, I think that mediocrity is the best thing that you can expect from the government.
Fair enough. Let's continue, though, with some examples of how it is the government just makes things worse. The war on drugs. One of our favorite issues here on Free Talk Live. This is from LouRockwell.com. Government got into the drug business beginning in the 1930s with the popularization of marijuana scares to prevent certain social ills, long-term addiction, and its behavioral and health problems, and immediate intoxication with its behavioral and health problems. Nice goals, nice ideas. Well, since government got into the business, these problems have only worsened. In the 1890s, you could get whatever drugs you wanted from your local pharmacist. Parents would send their children, for instance, to the druggist for tobacco, alcohol, and even cocaine. Few people ever consumed pure cocaine back then, preferring it considerably weakened, such as in a carbonated beverage. Remember Coca-Cola? But with the war on drugs, traffickers won't take the risk of being arrested or killed for anything less than lots of money. Hence, the only cocaine that gets into the U.S. now is the pure stuff. Much more retail value for the risk, but also much more highly addictive, with much more damaging short and long-term effects. The same goes for all other controlled substances that people might want to use in therapy or enjoy recreationally. Because of government involvement, we can't buy for ourselves safe concentrations of many therapeutic, healing, or simply enjoyable drugs. So because of government's attempt to stop drug use, we have worse problems with addiction, intoxication, behavior, and health than we would have in a free society. But that's not the end of it. Along with the war on drugs, we have gang violence, from the mountains of South America to your home neighborhood, just as we did in the 1920s with alcohol prohibition. Additionally, our prisons are packed. We have more people in prison than any other so-called developed nation, with nonviolent people who only want
any nation.
With nonviolent people who only wanted to have a good time in their own homes, just as we did with alcohol prohibition. And you know, it's so amazing, Manwich, that some people, they just can't seem to draw the parallels. They just can't seem to understand that, hey, this is a prohibition too. And all of the same things that applied to alcohol prohibition apply today. For instance, just as with alcohol prohibition, if drugs were decriminalized, the violence would go away. Despite what the DEA claims. The DEA claims that it's all the DEA claims it's the drugs that make people violent. Which tells me that either they're lying, or they've never met a drug user before.
Well, certainly not marijuana. I would say that marijuana, it doesn't
any drug user.
I'm just saying that think about alcohol versus marijuana. I mean, alcohol is much more likely to make someone violent than marijuana.
That's true. We're talking about illegal drugs.
And I would say that people would think about PCP when you give that example. And
okay, PCP.
Every once in a while you hear about somebody in a parking lot of McDonald's throwing crap around and getting stunned by the cops because they've taken PCP, which I don't know where they find
it. The last time I heard about that was when you referenced it, man, which I don't know where you found that either, because you don't hear about PCP anymore. But nonetheless, okay, PCP is dangerous. But cocaine.
Well, it's all dangerous.
Acid. Methamphetamine, most of these people that take these drugs, they just want to get high in their own homes, and they want people to leave them be. And they don't hurt other people. I know, because I've met plenty of them. Anyway, just as with alcohol prohibition, the violence would go away, as would the drag on our economy created by the enormous prison system, as would the problems that we have with impure and overly pure drugs on the market. There's no way around it. Whenever you begin with centralized, unaccountable violence, which is what the government does, and then continue with such violence, all in the service of controlling the behavior of people who are naturally happiest and most peaceful only when they're free, you will never succeed. It doesn't matter how much money you pour into the program. It doesn't matter how many more cops you hire, how big the budgets get, how much more enforcement happens, how the mandatory minimums are increased. It doesn't matter. People are punished with death for selling marijuana in some countries overseas, but that doesn't stop them from bringing it in. It just makes it more profitable because it makes it more risky. Increase the risk level, increase the reward for the drug dealers. That's all. It's simple. Forcible government will fail in everything it does. It always has, and it always will. Government cannot provide security. It cannot eradicate poverty or disease. It cannot make people happy or wealthy. It can only destroy wealth, institutions, and beneficial customs, and can do these things only by continually restricting our freedoms. Everything it does will have the opposite of the intended effect.
These are not coincidental observations or descriptions of general tendencies. The government will fail, and it will do harm. It's logical necessity based on the nature of mankind, which itself, which is itself logical and based on instinctual animal self-preservation. This will never change. What needs to change is everyone's inculcated belief that government is either necessary or good. And people continue to believe that if it's just my team that was in charge, if we just got my people into government, then everything would be fine. It's those other guys that are ruining it. No, that's not it. The problem is with government. The problem is with coercive force. 800-259-9231. Do you think you can make government work? It's Free Talk Live.
Now, everything you need for total estate planning is yours in the new Master Estate Kit. A collection of legal power that would cost $500 or more if prepared by a lawyer. Here's what you get. First and foremost is a legal will kit with simple instructions that let you complete it in an hour or less. Second, a living will kit that guarantees your wishes will be followed in the case of a terminal illness or injury. And third, a power of attorney kit that lets you name someone else to make financial or health decisions for you. And finally, a bonus estate planning guide that tells you how to update a will, avoid probate, save on capital gains tax, and more. The Master Estate Kit is yours for only $39.95 if you order now. Have a charge card handy and call 1-800-224-1112. Pay only $39.95 plus shipping. Lawyer approved, it's legal nationwide, and satisfaction is fully guaranteed. Call 1-800-224-1112 now. That number again, 1-800-224-1112.
Update your kitchen with custom cabinet refacing from Sears. Your kitchen can look like new again in about 4 to 6 days without the cost, time, or mess of totally remodeling. See for yourself. Call 1-800-300-8069 for a free design consultation. Call right now and save $500 on select styles. Sears offers over 100 door and drawer combinations to suit any budget and style. And best of all, with Sears, your satisfaction is guaranteed. So don't replace your kitchen cabinets, reface them. Call Sears at 1-800-300-8069 and save $500 on select styles. Offer ends 4/29/06. License number available upon request, not available in all areas. See associate or ask your consultant for written limited warranty details. Custom cabinet refacing from Sears, 1-800-300-8069. Call now at 1-800-300-8069.
If the cost of your prescriptions are getting out of control, you want to listen carefully to this. RxDrugCard.com is a simple, innovative program designed to give individuals the same purchasing power as large HMOs and insurance companies. As a member of RxDrugCard.com, you'll enjoy savings of up to 80% on all prescription medications at over 52,000 USA pharmacies, including Walmart, Walgreens, and Eckerd's. Don't risk ruining your health by using cheap, counterfeit foreign drugs. This program provides savings on safe, genuine, FDA-approved medications with low membership fees, unlimited use, no age or income requirements, and coverage for all pre-existing conditions. RxDrugCard.com is an absolute must for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. Enroll today for as little as $4.50 per month at www.RxDrugCard.com and start saving immediately. RxDrugCard.com is backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit RxDrugCard.com or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. Only moments remain on this, the live Saturday night edition. It's Ian here with you.
And man,
if you want to get your call in, now would be the time, 1-800-259-9231. You can join us online, freetalklive.com, and visit all the stuff that we have there. It's all free, the bulletin board system, archives, wiki, the updates, and more, all on the house at freetalklive.com. If you like what we're doing here on Free Talk Live, if you want to spread the message of liberty and freedom around the world, well, we want you to join the AMP program. We want you to become a Free Talk Live amplifier. We've got almost 200 now. Almost 200 Free Talk Live amplifiers.
A lot of people.
For as little as $3 a month, it's totally voluntary. Unlike the government, which is coercive and forceful, we are a voluntary organization. And so if you want to choose to support us, by all means, visit amp.freetalklive.com. That's amp,
like advertise, market, and promote, amp.freetalklive.com. And you can learn about the perks. You know, amplifiers, for instance, get access to classic archives from way, way, way back from the very first season of Free Talk Live. You also get access to the amplifier-only call-in line as well as some more things. Plus, the final goal of the AMP program, when we reach our goal, we will cut back on commercial time by 25%. So everybody's going to benefit from that. I mean, listeners, radio stations, everybody benefits from less commercials. Amp.freetalklive.com. So, from LewRockwell.com, Brad Edmonds is writing about how hopefully he hopes that people figure it out eventually, that government is neither is either necessary or good. He says, am I proposing that the absence of forcible government would result in a utopia? Of course not. Diseases, accidents, and evil people will always be among us. But forcible government, aside from being unjust, is the single largest impediment to human progress in dealing with the inevitable challenges of life. Sooner or later, humanity will come to this realization. I hope it's soon, and that it's peaceful. Because, yeah, government is force. In case you never figured it out, every governmental law, every governmental edict, every diktat is backed up by the point of a gun.
Yeah, it's not us working together. It's not anything like that. It's just force. Forcing people to do things you want them to do.
And
now, it's good to force people to do some things, like force them not to murder people, and if they do murder people, you use force on them.
You don't force somebody not to murder people.
Well, you can use force on them if they do.
Okay, yes.
So you can use, that's a use of force regarding murder.
Retaliatory force. There's no prior use of force there.
Well, you can't force people not to use drugs either, but they're trying.
I understand that.
They're trying to force people not to murder people. Which is good.
Okay. So we need to help people come to this realization that government is not the answer. And it doesn't matter if it's your team that's playing ball or the other team that's playing ball. They are all using the government to try to get their way, and it's failing time and time again. I don't care if it's the Republicans, the Democrats, the Greens, or the Libertarians. Government doesn't work at anything it tries.
Well, I would like to say, make a point on the red team or blue team difference. If you support the blue team and, you know, you want to see the EPA, for instance, you know, save the environment. Well, look, we gave Clinton the power over the EPA, and the blue team was winning there, right? And then when the red team won, look what happened to the Alaskan National Wildlife Refuge.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I mean, do you see the problem of giving the the fact is, the other team is going to come into power at some point or another.
The problem is the power.
So when you give your team the power, you're giving the other team power, too.
Yeah. And you don't really want that, do you? In which case, you should reconsider giving anybody power.
Well, keep the government as small as you possibly can.
Absolutely. And make things as voluntary as possible. Hey, have a great rest of your weekend. It's been Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
And we will see you again Monday night, same place, same time, online, of course, as well at freetalklive.com.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at four times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.